This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the News Hour. Today at the Gun Owners News Hour, we want to take a look at some kind of interesting things that have been going on in the upper part of Idaho. A newly elected state representative, Heather Scott, who before she got into politics, we were talking about this just before we came on, was living a productive life as a biologist, and her resume reflects all kinds of activities in that regard. But as both of us had found out a long time ago, I was in the state legislature in Virginia. Heather is in the legislature right now in Idaho. Has a way of consuming a good deal of your time, if not all of your available time, and then some. The reason I came to find out about you, Heather, was your activity in defense of a veteran who was about to get hammered by the loss of his Second Amendment rights for a rather spurious reason. But it's not only important because you helped stand in the way, literally, but it also illustrates a general drive on many fronts by the federal government, particularly, to go after people's Second Amendment rights. We saw it coming earlier under the Bush administration when they went after veterans because of various psychiatric diagnoses that without any trial, without any due process, were being used to trigger removal of their guns if they had guns, a denial of a concealed carry permit if they had been applying for one. And since then, it's been kind of open season using psychiatric analyses, diagnoses, to go after veterans. Now they've been trying the same thing against people who are involved in trying to get their Social Security benefits. By the way, since the Veterans Administration hasn't gone quite this rogue, we might mention that Social Security was actually offering retirees that, well, if you'll sign away your right to keep and bear arms, we'll let you continue getting your Social Security benefits. Dang, that was nice of them. Well, Heather, you've encountered that same kind of attitude there in Boundary County, Idaho. This poor guy was about ready to have his guns removed, and apparently the local folks didn't take well to that, and all I could do is say, hooray for Idaho.
Well, we like our guns up here in Idaho.
Great.
We don't like to be messed with. So, Mr. Arnold, he had a stroke about a year ago, and upon release from the hospital, the doctor just gave him a diagnosis of a stroke, and they filled out some paperwork and checked a box on there that said he couldn't deal with his finances. And when they did that, it set off the Brady handgun bill. His name was turned over to the FBI for the National Instant Criminal Background System check, and at that point, his rights were taken away.
Now, let me jump in.
With no chance to appeal.
There's a lot of people, including, say, those in college and all along life's course, who, not everybody, but there are those individuals who may be just careless, maybe just don't do numbers. I don't know, but they can't balance a checkbook very well, and they're not unused to having checks bounce back on them. That probably means they're sloppy and careless with financial matters. But I don't see how you can make the jump that says that this person is too dangerous to have a gun. Hello?
I hear you.
And that's really what they were saying to this veteran.
Well, it was a total overreach, and it was done by bureaucrats. And he received a letter July 30th saying that they've deemed him incompetent from this diagnosis over 7 months earlier. He didn't have a chance to appeal, and they sent him a pretty scary letter.
And that lack of appeal right there, that just starts flashing a neon light. Due process alert. And the federal government just doesn't really seem to be hung up on due process.
No, I don't think they are. I don't think they read the Constitution.
Well, that's another thing. I believe that's part and parcel of the Potomac fever that used to be a phrase more in vogue perhaps than it is now. But that's what it amounts to, is that I'm here in Washington and I'm above the law. I make the law for the little people. You know, that's kind of the way it sounds out in the hustings. Apparently they're not aware that they used to be viewed as public servants, and I think we need to return to that time when we can say, hey, boy, fetch it. You're my servant.
Well, and the citizens need to recognize that all power is inherent in the people. And if we keep treating these people like kings and queens, of course, they're going to keep acting like it. We are, citizens are the boss of our elected officials.
You know, I like the way you put that. If we keep treating them as kings and queens, not too surprisingly, they're going to act like it. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was running, I'd run twice, and the second time I got elected. On the eve of that successful election, I hadn't been elected, and it's just a little lowly legislative House of Delegates, we call it here in Virginia's seat. And so there weren't any polls ballyhooing the fact that Pratt was rising fast and might take out an incumbent. It's just that people could apparently sense that maybe I was going to make it. And I kid you not, it was almost as if people began to bow and scrape. Not down to the floor, it wasn't quite that extreme. But I was being treated with more deference than I was used to, or that I really, on reflection, thought I deserved. And I thought, man, no wonder people can lose it when they get elected. You could get kind of used to this.
Well, they want to keep that image up that you're very powerful. They want you to keep that image up with your citizens. And mm-hmm. So they feed your self-esteem. You know, all of a sudden you're the funniest person in the room, the prettiest person in the room, and everyone wants to take you to lunch.
Yeah.
And you're just a regular citizen.
To lunch and to dinner, at least in Richmond.
You're right there.
And if you're not careful, you don't have any time for reflection, for looking into matters, or hopefully you've got a staff that can do some of that. But you've got to do some digging. You've got to be getting yourself ready, especially why do they want this? I remember I had been approached by one of the poobahs in the legislature about, now you're going to vote for this industrial revenue bond, aren't you? And I said, what in the world is an industrial revenue bond? That's how well prepared I was. And it turns out that it's a piece of fascism. It's a government grant of a favorable lower rate of interest to a particular developer, in this case, so that he's going to have such a competitive rate of interest that others in the private sector aren't going to be able to compete successfully with him, and he's going to be able to get the contract to do whatever that bond was all about. And when I realized what it was, I said, oh, I can't vote for that. Because my first question was, if it's such a good idea and the government's not involved in it, why is the legislature passing or not? Why is it considering a measure? And that's when I looked into it and realized, oh, man, Mussolini didn't have anything over us. This is incredible. Private power benefiting from public power.
Well, I think what a lot of people don't realize is probably at least 3/4 of the legislation that goes through is put up by lobbyists, special interest groups, or bureaucrats. And it's not the lawmakers making these great laws. It's organizations, lobby groups, and bureaucrats.
And you mean they don't have the best interests of the general population at heart?
I don't think so.
No, that wasn't my experience either. Well, talking to a freshman representative in Idaho, in the Idaho House of Representatives, Heather Scott, and apparently really not too much has changed because her experiences and what she's been finding in her legislature kind of track with what I found many years ago in Virginia. Going to be back and talk some more with Representative Heather Scott.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Idaho Representative Heather Scott. She's been a bit of an enfant terrible. She hit the Idaho legislature, and they're still not liking it. and good for you, Heather.
That's putting it lightly.
Well, I'm sure it is, but there are certain limits on the language that we're able to use on a family show.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at your Facebook page, and you really have a fabulous photograph with a, I guess we call it a meme. Hey, Sierra Club, you won, and it's a mountain slope, totally denuded. Why don't you explain? I thought the Sierra Club was for nature.
Well, that's what we were talking about in the last segment, special interest groups, and maybe their interests aren't the same as the citizens' interest.
Just maybe?
Yeah, just maybe.
And so in this case, the Sierra Club, what brought all that about? Because apparently it was denuded by a fire, if I get it right.
What happens out west here is a lot of the property is managed by the federal government. And management to them, in a lot of cases, is just hands-off, no management. And then we pay the price by fires that destroy all of our public lands, and the east picks up the tab for the federal government's costs. So that's what that picture represents. It's just kind of the theme out west on managing is no management.
They don't want to interfere with nature, from what I am able to tell. And so, hey, forest fires happen. And indeed, sometimes they do. Sometimes it's produced by lightning in a dry season and a dry forest. That's certainly something that can happen. But even if that's the case, just because it's natural doesn't necessarily mean it's good. The book of Genesis in the Bible opens up by saying that we should have dominion over the earth. And standing around watching a fire denude a mountainside or several mountainsides, perhaps, that's nuts. That's not dominion. That's just absolutely, I can't think of anything more wasteful, and not to mention the amount of money that's going down the drain. There's the price of timber is going to go up. Lots of things are going to be impacted because some folks that are more concerned about some snail darter, perhaps, or whatever their fetish might be at the moment, they're going to let these kinds of things happen. These people shouldn't be allowed near a forest.
Well, I think it's a perfect example of government driving the citizens instead of the citizens driving our government. We should be directing our government our wishes. Instead, we're allowing this top-down management, and we allow it. We have all the power as citizens, but we're allowing it.
You know, that's a very clear-cut statement, but obviously you could probably make it sound much more complicated because I'm looking at your resume, and you've been involved in one project after another in the West dealing with hydroelectric, dealing with fish, dealing with all kinds of land use issues, and it would seem to me that your opponents really aren't that well equipped to take you on.
Well, here's the beauty. I don't have any political experience. So how do you take on someone that has no political experience?
Of course you do now. But I know what you're saying.
When I jump into something, I jump in with both feet. So that's me.
Well, and frankly, I wish there had been somebody like you in the legislature when I was there. I was on a conservation-type committee, and it would have been very helpful to have somebody that knew some of the ins and outs of biology, zoology, and all the kinds of arguments that might be made. When we let these environmentalists loose and let them make policy, nasty things happen. The picture that you have in your Facebook showing what the Sierra Club did by their let it burn type policy. The I think it's the fetish with the snail darter that has contributed rather mightily to the water shortage in California. They let perfectly good fresh water from the mountains, from the melts of the winter in the spring, go out to sea. Because, well, we certainly wouldn't want to harm the habitat of the snail darter now, would we? Well, frankly, I'd like to eat the last one known to exist. I hope they barbecue well, because I got some sauces that would probably go very well with it. It just really fries me, the kind of irrationality and hatred of dominion over nature that these people have. It's so destructive.
Yes, it is.
So you're now in the legislature, and I'll bet you're as popular as that famous skunk at the garden party when these kind of subjects come up.
Well, you know, I kind of speak my mind, and they don't like that, and they're really not used to hearing the truth or being called out on their shenanigans, and
excellent.
I'm pretty good at that.
Excellent. Well, that's been needed. That has been so overdue, and I hope that you can set a trend that will spread from Idaho, because it's not obviously just Idaho. It's every state in the country has a problem with environmentalists who would prefer snail darters to people being able to have potable water to drink. And that's kind of what it reduces to. And these people are dangerous. They really are dangerous. Now, let's circle back to the Veterans Administration. This guy was not able to, he was being threatened with his right to keep and bear arms because of a diagnosis, which hadn't been a court order. He hadn't been to court, hadn't had an attorney, hadn't had expert witnesses on his side to rebut the expert witnesses on the government side.
They just made an
administrative finding, right, at the Veterans Administration. No trial at all.
That's the problem. There was no board of directors that looked at this. It was just a doctor's diagnosis and a little check mark on a form that was filled out at the hospital when he was released. And then 7 months later, he receives a letter in the mail saying, you're incompetent, you know, you're under the Brady handgun bill, and we're going to send a field examiner out to your home. And I found this out on the evening of August 5th, and that next morning when they were supposed to show up, we sent a little note out, we contacted the sheriff, and we showed up to support him in this endeavor.
Now, the we ultimately was a lot of people, wasn't it?
Over 100 citizens. I think I released the note at about 7 in the morning, and by 9 o'clock we had over 100 citizens there, a couple representatives, Bonner County Sheriff, and a city police officer.
That is
so... Or police chief, I think it was.
That's amazing. That is so impressive that within 2+ hours... that many people from the community get the message, drop what they're doing, which could have been breakfast, could have been the first hour or two at work, and there they are in defense of Mr. Arnold, the threatened veteran. Really a great place of the country in the country to live. We're going to be back and talk some more with Representative Heather Scott about fun and politics in Idaho.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Idaho State Representative Heather Scott. Before we go any farther, Heather, please give out your web address so people can find you and get a little bit more information about what we've been talking about.
Well, I'm on Facebook at Heather Scott for North Idaho, and then I also have a Vote Heather Scott web page, and I also have a Rep Heather Scott website. So I have a couple different ones out there.
The VoteHeatherScott.com is where somebody could also send a donation, right?
That is true. Or
okay,
Facebook.
Well, if they can do it off Facebook, I wouldn't aware of that. Very good. Okay, Heather Scott for Northern Idaho or VoteHeatherScott.com. Either one will get you to where we are. The Facebook page, I know, has this very amazing picture of the denuded mountainside, and you're giving credit to the Sierra Club for their great work there and advancing the cause of nature.
Are you trying to make me a target?
Heather, I don't think you need any help.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You've done a magnificent job in putting your finger in the eye of these folks. Obviously, they're going to be coming for you, and that's why I think people around the country don't have to live in Idaho. Folks, this is a race that you need to be helping, whether it's $5 or $500. Send Heather Scott what you can, because the crazies are going to be coming after her. They are in love with their denuded mountainside, and for her to show them for what they are and to have the picture of that burned out mountainside is something they can't brook. And so, yeah, they're going to be coming for Heather Scott, and the least we can do is be coming to help Heather Scott when that battle is joined, because I imagine they've already had meetings about what are we going to do about that woman.
Oh, they, so So, Larry, just so you're aware, last year, or the last time I ran, which was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, in the last 3 weeks of my run, they put $58,000 in PAC money against me. And this is someone with no political experience, brand new. It was nuts.
Well, so, frankly, I would take that as a badge of honor, and happily their failure is even more delicious, because I'm sure they could have put more money in if they'd have thought it might have made the difference. They're pretty good at measuring opinion and doing these kinds of things, and the fact that they failed, I think it's just sweet. And the fact that you have been standing up the way you have, I think it's going to be very difficult for them, frankly, to take you out.
Well, they started early because last week I made the front page of a big newspaper trying to tie me to the Aryan Nations and, you know.
The only thing you have in common with the Aryan Nations is that a lot of them are as bald as that mountainside the Sierra Club burned down.
I love it. Thank you. So, yeah, they're already starting on me.
Well, you know, in a way, it's good for you. I realize it's never fun. I didn't appreciate it when the teachers union was coming after me because they had lots of money and professionals, and they were very good at what they did. But I think you're, for one thing, you're not in a changing district, unless I'm mistaken. And that was one thing that helped them get rid of me, was the rug was being pulled out from under me by redistricting, whereas there's not too many ways they can redistrict you in that northern, is it called the panhandle of Idaho?
Yes, it is.
So that's where you are, and hopefully they're just going to be kind of hard-pressed. And what my hope would be is that the more they want to make an issue of this, the more you can expose them for the really anti-nature people they are, certainly the anti-people group that they are. They really don't care about people. They really would rather a forest burn down. Maybe people die. Incomes are lost. Loggers that might have been able to log that mountain at some time in the near future will now have to travel much farther to go to work every day. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank an environmentalist for all those inconveniences. That's they do.
I think they underestimate the power of the people. And I think they underestimate, I do not think they believe the people are smart. And the citizens, as they wake up, as more and more happens and they wake up, they're very educated, especially in my district. They know exactly what's going on.
Well, and apparently they've got some commitment to old-fashioned values of individual responsibility and accountability. And that's not where the Sierra Club is coming from, frankly. So they're kind of at war with the I've been to Idaho a few times, and it strikes me that the ethos of the area that you're located in is one that is pretty much the frontiersman that made this country, fashioned it from a wilderness where hardly anything was being produced to a land where all kinds of things are being produced and made us the most prosperous and powerful nation in the world. Oh, yes. How they hate that.
It's a big timber area. Yes, it is.
Well, I have a little land with a little timber, and I kind of appreciate what timber can do. So the fact that they want to just see it burn down, and I'm not, you know, I was thinking about this as I was thinking about you and your situation. I don't have any insurance on my land for any of those trees that I would want to sell for logging. I'm going to have to talk to my insurance agent and find out if it is available and how much it costs, because that's a real asset, and it could go up overnight by accident or on purpose.
Yes, sir.
Not that anybody would ever torch a forest, of course.
Right.
So you got involved with Mr. Arnold, and amazingly, people were there over 100 in almost the bat of an eye. I had no idea it was that short a notice that most of the folks had. Well, you didn't have much more.
We just found out the night before that the field examiner was scheduled to come to his home, and so we just did a release and let the public know.
Now, do you put this out on your email list as well as whatever radio stations might pick this kind of thing up?
You know, I don't deal with the regular media because they're not my friend. So I just use unconventional methods. We'll leave it at that.
Well, phone trees have been known to do a good job, and I'm sure there were some email or texts. All of those are some of the new media that I know we use, and I agree with you. If we were waiting to have the media pick up a GOA news release about the bad voting record of some politician that's been tending to be a pro-Second Amendment sort of politician, we'd be able to take long vacations.
So you'll be waiting a long time.
A long time. So I'm glad you've taken advantage of the new media, as a professor of communications at University of Toledo called it. It indeed is the new media. And you whupped the old media and the Democrat machine and the Sierra Club and all of their allies. I'm just amazed. I mean, like in a couple of hours. But yeah. Even though that you're able to communicate that quickly, that says volumes about the kind of people that are in your district, that they would be there. I mean,
we have unbelievable people up here. And they understand the importance of gun rights.
But it's not a tiny district. And for that many, over 100 people to show up in such a limited amount of time, man, that's impressive. It's almost as if you've reinvented the militiamen, which was the Paul Revere was trying to awaken, literally, when he made his midnight ride. And here you don't have to have...
Are you just trying to get me in trouble?
Heather, when you stopped them from grabbing that veteran's guns... If you hadn't been on their list before, and I think you were, my dear, you're there now. But we're going to come back and talk some more with Representative Heather Scott of Idaho and talk about the folks that she's been having to deal with and overcome. Encouraging folks, you can do it too. Got to use that new media the way she has been. We're going to be back. Don't go away.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back. The conversation today is with Representative Heather Scott in the state legislature of Idaho, already having fought some pretty significant battles in defense of property, individual liberty, and so far either winning or coming to a draw. And pretty neat that somebody who's just gotten into politics can have such an enviable record. I remembered during the break the name of this communications professor at the University of Toledo. It's Brian Patrick Leahy, and he wrote a book more or less entitled, and I've interviewed him some time ago on this show, a book entitled The New Media and the Rise of the Concealed Carry Movement or something like that. And he showed how, in spite of the either antipathy or the ignoring of concealed carry efforts, state by state by state, progress has been made primarily through the new media, people doing what you did to get out that 100-plus people to defend the veteran who was being threatened by the Veterans Administration. And I think it's just magnificent that apparently nobody had to send us all instructions on how to do it. You're doing it. Other people are doing it. And it's driving the establishment nuts because they can't control it.
Yep. You got it.
They can't control it. So the issue seems to have come to a stalemate, I presume. Is that a correct description of where the veterans' gun rights are at the moment? He's still got his guns. They haven't grabbed them, but are they lurking?
He is still on a list, and he's still on this list. He cannot go purchase a gun at this point. He has to go through a huge process to get his name off that list and to deem him competent.
So, in other words, I want to hammer on this. He has to prove he is innocent.
Yes, he does.
Which is exactly standing on its head the basic principles of American jurisprudence. That is wrong, but it's being done. And, of course, it's not just Mr. Arnold. It's done all the time. That's what administrative, quote-unquote, law procedures are involving all the time. And the citizen has to come before them and prove that the accuser, often the federal government itself, is wrong, and that the citizen is not guilty. That's not the function of the citizen. That's the role of the government to prove that we're guilty in a
right.
in a proceeding. And so you've taken on a really basic problem in 21st century America.
Right, and unfortunately, we have to go through the system that's in place to fix it. The amazing thing is a couple days after the incident and the national attention it drew, a letter arrived to Mr. Arnold coming from his doctor who hadn't seen him or done an exam or anything that stated he had made a dramatic improvement both physically and mentally and is now competent to handle his financial matters and should be allowed to do so.
Let me see if I got this right. The same doctor that, am I correct, had not seen him before the stroke, also now after the stroke, still hasn't seen him, but what, based on maybe somebody calling from Washington saying, man, you got to defuse the situation.
Make it go away.
Make it go away.
Yep.
And if they can't make Heather Scott go away, they can at least kind of, like a dog, try to cover over their what they were doing. And at least that gives them a temporary cover. But it's going to stink after a while. And this stinks. What they've been doing, not just to Mr. Arnold, but to so many people, this is business as usual. Due process, patooey.
And there's no one to blame but ourselves for allowing it. I mean, how many people are actively engaged in their government? It's easy to complain, but it's a lot harder to show up at a meeting, to go to a county commissioner meeting and sit and listen what's going on and to be engaged. And so, you know, we can't put all the blame on them. Most of it is us.
Well, I hope that your celebrity, because I presume the media, the standard media, can't completely ignore you, will enable you to perhaps recruit some like-minded people to run for the legislature next year so that your numbers might increase and there might be kind of a pushback, because you had wanted to run some pro-Second Amendment legislation, and all you got was kind of a big yawn and go away.
Yeah, last year, I the only bill I carried my first year was constitutional carry. And
meaning no permits to carry a concealed firearm.
Right. And so I worked with the local Idaho Second Amendment Alliance and two national, including you guys, national gun organization supported me, one did not, and we fought hard, but we had a committee chairman that just sat on the bill and would not allow it to be heard in committee.
It makes such a difference when the pro-Second Amendment movement speaks with one voice, and you're describing a situation where that did not happen. And generally, the enemy is pretty good at seeing weakness. And when they saw that you didn't have a united front behind you, get lost, sister. We're not going to hear your bill. Hopefully the voters aren't going to hear of that committee chairman again. I would really like to think that we might find somebody, a good opponent, raise a little bit of money, articulate, and come after this person, showing how completely opposite the Republican platform and the notion of no doubt what he told voters directly or indirectly that, man, I'm here and I'm down there in Boise and I'm working for your freedom. And it's a terrible fight, but, man, you just got to really be happy that I'm there, because that's me. I'm all in.
Unfortunately, you don't make a chairmanship role unless you listen to orders from the top down. That's my experience, what I've noticed
right.
and observed, and so that's unfortunate.
So the Sierra Club informing bureaucrats in Boise are likely to have a lot more influence than you or some schlub citizen coming to testify before a committee.
Yeah, and I don't want to single out the Sierra Club, because there's a lot more than just them out there that
And that's right. I accept that. It's easy. I'm being intellectually lazy. You're right. There's lots of them.
And there's a lot of them that have moved into Idaho and that are actively working against land issues.
Yeah, we finished screwing up California. Let's see what we can do to Idaho.
Yep.
And they are very busy. You must admit, these are not lazy people.
You're absolutely right.
Well, I hope that you're already engaged in campaign 2016, that you're getting invitations, you're speaking, you're on radio in the district, talk radio at least, and you obviously know how to use the new media. I think that is super. I'm going to tell Professor Patrick Leahy about what you've done, because that's exactly the kind of thing he was bragging on as to how the concealed carry movement moved from maybe half the states to now all the states at least can name have some kind of concealed carry system. And it was by using the new media, by being able to text. That's even better than email, obviously, for those that aren't completely used to this, because the text rings your phone right away. The email usually doesn't. And so you may not see your email for a day or two, but the text that comes in and goes bong, you're going to see that. And somebody saying, hey, got a hearing in Boise, got to be there by 9:15. Well, apparently some of them were able to drive pretty fast and they got there.
Well, and we have to remember, it doesn't take everyone. It just takes committed few people that are mm-hmm. willing to stand. It's amazing how much you can get done.
Well, I find it so because you've held the federal government off. They were probably figuring on having a really fun bust with the equivalent of Clive and Bundy's BLM agents with machine guns trained on this poor veteran. Even the Department of Education has a SWAT team, so I'm sure the Veterans Administration does too. I don't know that as a fact. I'm just saying that I'd probably bet $5 that they do, because I think they all seem to have. You're not a self-respecting bureaucracy in D.C. if you don't have at least one SWAT team. And
right.
So you saved the man quite a bit, but I think the other citizens of your district have been spared something too, because Heather Scott, you have backed off the federal government for now. The fight's not over. We're going to have to stay vigilant. But I am so happy that you're in the fight, and we look forward to working with you down the road. Thanks so much for what you're doing.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at